This week, federal prosecutors filed kidnapping charges against a father and son accused of holding two U.S. Forest Service biologists hostage for 15 hours in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. What you're about to hear is actual radio traffic from that standoff obtained by this reporter, recorded as the man accused of holding the hostages tried to reach the FBI directly.
Ready, Jeff. This is Charles Perry speaking. Over. I have two biologists in my custody right now. I've tried to make contact with the FBI through the law enforcement agent that is in the ranger station here in Shasta. We're at Gumboot. I'm requesting FBI investigators to speak to so that I can release these hostages. Over.
That's the man who identified himself as Charles Perry. Federal investigators say his real name is Joseph Charles Henriksen, 49. According to a federal affidavit filed by FBI investigator Russell Quiniola and reported by the SACB, Henriksen approached two U.S. Forest Service biologists on July 16th while they were conducting fieldwork studying frog habitat near Gumboot Lake Campground, deep in the Shasta Trinity National Forest near the southern border of Siskiyou County. He was carrying an AR-15-style rifle. The affidavit says he ordered them to turn around, raise their hands, and zip-tie their wrists behind their backs, then walked them to a camping trailer where he and his adult son, Phoenix Henriksen, 23, had been living.
I copy. How would you like for them to make contact with you? In person. Ready and copy. In person at 1558.
That's the FBI negotiator, identified in court records as Russell Quiniola, trying to establish contact. The standoff stretched on for hours. Law enforcement say Henriksen used one of the hostages' own phones to alert authorities of the alleged kidnapping, saying he had taken two, quote, fed biologists, end quote, hostage and had, quote, live rounds ready, end quote, while asking to talk things through with an FBI investigator.
Is someone out there at the campsite? They can hear me? This is Russell with the FBI.
All right, Agent Russell. Well, what you need to do is you need to try to get yourself in an area where I can hear your voice. There's a red Bronco, an old model Ram with a camper on it, a Bronco camper. I can hear you. If you stop from there, you'll be safe. You're best to send somebody up, unarmed, talk to me from that camper.
According to a press conference last Friday, negotiations were established around 4 p.m. Thursday, about 5 hours after the two Forest Service employees were taken hostage. The negotiations continued into the early morning hours of Friday, July 17th, before both hostages were released around 1:50 a.m. The two suspects surrendered approximately 40 minutes later.
Charles, come on out. Are you coming to Gumboot or are you not coming? That's all I need to know. Yes or no. Over.
Are you comfortable putting the rifle down and coming to a point where you feel safe and yelling to us?
Listen, you come, but, you know, because if you have one, that might trigger something in me, you never know. Or you have a rifle and you see me, that might trigger something in you. But if you get the show on the road, these ladies would like to go home. Over.
Siskiyou County Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue said the two female biologists were assessed at the scene and are doing well. Quote, we are very relieved and grateful. It's been a very emotional past couple days, LaRue said. FBI Sacramento's acting special agent in charge, Brian Tosh, asked anyone with information about the case to contact the Bureau. Court records show this isn't the first time Joseph Henriksen has been in the legal system. In Washington State, he was charged in 2022 with a hate crime after allegedly throwing fireworks at a property owned by landlords of Russian and Ukrainian descent. That case never went to trial. A court found him not competent to stand trial, and after the state failed to transfer him for court-ordered treatment, a judge held Washington's Department of Social and Health Services in contempt and eventually dismissed the case. Court filings show Henriksen used the alias Charles Perry as far back as 2020. Joseph and Phoenix Henriksen appeared in federal court in Sacramento today and did not enter pleas. They're each charged with kidnapping a federal employee. Phoenix also facing an aiding and abetting charge, and if convicted, they face up to life in prison. A preliminary hearing is set for August 3rd. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Musick.